Welcome to Mini Magic, the kids' podcast where we talk about magic, witches, spells, and whatever else you want. Hi, friends. Thank you so much for joining me here today for the very first full-length episode of Mini Magic. I want to start out by telling you a little bit about myself, how I got into magic, why I consider myself a witch, and then I want to read you the first book that I ever wrote. It's called Brina, a Pagan Picture Book. You might have heard it already. It might be how your parents or another grown-up in your life found this podcast, but I think that it's a good introduction to the kind of things that we're going to be talking about here. After that, we'll answer a couple questions that have been sent in by listeners, and we'll give you a little preview of what's coming up next time. So, my name is Andrea Stein, but my friends and you can call me Andy. I have two kids, a daughter named Luna, and a little baby boy named Leo. I write books for kids, and I started writing books for kids about witches because I couldn't find the types of books out there that I wanted. I wanted books for my kids that showed witches as real people, not as scary or bad, and not as Halloween characters. And it turns out that there were a lot of other parents who were looking for the same thing. And now we've met a lot of other kids who are interested in witches too. So we decided to make this podcast. And I'm not the only one who's excited about it. I'm sure at some point you'll be hearing from Luna too. I've been practicing magic for about 7 years. And I started to call myself a witch because I really believe in my ability to create change, both for myself and for my community, whether that's through using herbs for healing, using the moon phases to guide what we plant and harvest in our garden at home, or doing a spell to protect someone that I love. I've always included Luna in little bits of my magic, like celebrating holidays, doing crafts, and working in the kitchen. And as she's gotten older, she's started to do her own spells, keep an altar, and collect her own witchy books. I published Brina when she was in first grade, and it's been a great way for us to learn together. And I'm going to read it to you right now. Brina, a Pagan Picture Book. Words by Andrea Stein. Pictures by Casey Mattioli. Brina is a little witch. She's yet to find her way. She learns about the ancient craft through art and earth and play. There are many types of witches, says her mother. Rightly so. But Brina doesn't know which way her witchy heart will go. Maybe she'd be a green witch, and that was quite a thought, concocting herbal remedies when magic spells are sought. Or maybe yet a kitchen witch, working away at home, that little spark of magic always there and free to roam. Perhaps training as a hedge witch would turn out to be her style, lost in solitary spell work and learning all the while. Her mind wandered to Wicca. Now that could be the one, minding the law of threefold, doing good and harming none. So many different pantheons, oh, how was one to choose? Norse, Egyptian, ancient Greek, she really couldn't lose. Another thing that Brina knew was witches needed tools to channel all their power through while making their own rules. Of course, a witch can always find a partner in a wand. Tarot, runes, and tea leaves will all help her see beyond. quartz, jasper, amethyst, aventurine, and celestite. Crystals resonate within and help her see the light. The altar in her home is a very special place. Candles, bells, and mystic things adorn this sacred space. So which witch should I be, she thought, while standing in her room. Then, at that same moment, she caught sight of Mom's old broom. She lays back in the damp grass to track phases of the moon and has a feeling something big is coming her way soon. And though she might not know which path her soul should seek today, it's only a matter of time before she's up, up, and away. The end. It's a pretty quick read, and it's also a picture book with wonderful illustrations by my good friend Casey, who I was so lucky to work with making a book together. If you've seen the pictures in the book, you might have found some things that look familiar to you if someone in your house or someone you know practices magic. Maybe your house has an altar, or maybe you've seen a pentagram, which is a five-pointed star. Or maybe this sounds totally new to you. And that's okay too, because we're going to start right at the beginning here and cover all the basics. You'll notice that in Brina, her mom was a witch too. But that doesn't mean that you necessarily have to have a witch in your family to be one. Being a witch is a choice. We call it witchcraft because to craft something means to build or make it. You can make the choice to study magic and practice witchcraft, and that's enough to make you a witch if you want to be one. Now I want to answer the first few questions that have come in from kids listening. We're going to start with two questions from Zayden.
Can you tell me how to make potions and tell me why do you divide brooms? Thank you.
Hi, Zayden. Thank you so much for your questions. I'll start with potions. The short answer is yes. We will definitely be talking about making potions. They might not be the type that you're thinking of, a big bubbling cauldron, but sometimes they are. More often for me, potions look like oils, teas, baths, or other blends mixed up to make me or someone else feel a certain way. But we'll get into this more as you keep listening. Now, why do witches fly on brooms? I think this is a really common thing we think of when we think about witches, right? A lot of books, movies, and TV shows show witches flying on broomsticks. Well, I have to say that I don't know any real witches that can actually fly through the air. I hope that's not disappointing to you, but it is something that's based on stories about witches from a long time ago, when witches used certain plants as medicine, and some of those plants gave them crazy dreams that made them feel like they were flying through the night sky. And so the myth of witches flying on broomsticks was born.
Hi, my name is Isley. My question is, why can't we make a spell to make the corona go away? Bye!
Hi, Isley. Wow, this is a great question. For anyone who might be listening at a later date, this episode is being recorded in the year 2020, which is the year we have all been dealing with COVID-19, also known as the coronavirus. A lot of people have gotten sick, and in order to try and stop the spread of sickness, some really weird things have happened, like schools closing and having to wear a mask. So the question is, why can't someone use a spell to get rid of the coronavirus? And the answer is kind of complicated, but we can't really use magic to stop the spread of germs. And things have now gotten so big and so out of control that it would be a lot for a spell to take on fixing. I'll tell you what, though, there are still a lot of ways that we can use magic against this sickness. That might look like putting out the intention for our friends and family to stay protected, doing a spell with the hope that everyone makes the best and safest choices for their families, or doing some green witchcraft and taking an herbal blend to stay healthy. However your family is choosing to deal with the current circumstances, I hope that you're feeling safe, and I hope that things can get back to feeling very normal very soon. If you want to send in your own question about anything witchy, you can visit anchor.fm/minimagic with a trusted adult to submit it. I would love to hear from you. Next week, we'll be jumping right in and talking all about color magic. Colors can be used in so many magical ways, and some colors even have special meanings in spells. I hope that you'll join us, and I hope that you enjoyed this premiere episode of Mini Magic. Thanks for listening. Mini Magic is produced by Moondust Press. You can find us online at moondustpress.com and on social media at moondustpress.